Peter Gagan, you organised FED at the beginning of the month in Edinburgh. Why did you organise that?
Well, I think the main kind of impetus for the event, which is FED, is that ideas worth sustaining was our tagline, was the TED conference that was on in Edinburgh this month. And I think most people would have completely missed that it was on. They might know TED, which is the famous technology, innovation and design, technology education design. I can't exactly remember what the TED stands for, but it's a massive American organization that puts on events and talks and on downloads on technology and innovation and creative ideas. And it's on in Edinburgh. The first conference in Edinburgh was on. It started in July. It was last week actually. And the fee to attend was $6,000, which was about £3,700. And it was a very exclusive event. It had Niall Ferguson and Philip Blond and these types of people at it as well. And it was on in the EICC, and I think myself, and just from speaking to other people, creative people in Edinburgh and elsewhere, it felt like, well, this is something that's happening in Edinburgh. It's something that there's no real legacy to the city. We're not part of it. It's prohibitively expensive. It's not really, you know, most of the attendees are coming from America, coming from out of town. And great, it was a boost to the local economy, but what's it really going to give us? And maybe it kind of made us think, like, well, what do we need, and what kind of forum do we need for our ideas? Yeah. We need our own TED, and I kind of said yes, but it wasn't going to cost £3,700 to attend.
So how did you decide what your subjects to be discussed were going to be then? Did you model it on TED Global, or what did you do?
We slightly modelled it in TED Global. That we had we modelled it on it, but we also wanted to make it far more participative. TED Global is really what you're paying your money for is to be there and to hopefully meet influential people and network, really, because the talks, as some people might know, are 18 minutes long and they're videoed and there's no questions and there's no real chance for people who are there on the day to say, to contribute to the wide forum. They might be able to talk to people, you know, after talks or whatever, but in terms of actually being able to speak to a wider audience. So what we did was we had a number of speakers, and they all had between kind of 15 and 20 minutes each, but we also had an opportunity where we opened the floor, and this was kind of announced beforehand in the days leading up to it. People who were attending were told that they would also have a chance to speak as well, in terms of both to ask questions but also to present their own ideas in a shorter forum on the day as well. So we had that as well, which I thought worked really well. We had kind of set speakers but also an opportunity for people to come up and spend 3 or 4 minutes outlining their ideas or a project that they're working on, and in that way to help build up networks with other people that were on the day, that we were able to approach them afterwards or put up and ask questions and things like that.
It's always a danger, of course, when you open the floor to questions that nobody actually asks any questions. So how did you feel that part of the day went?
Well, I think we were very lucky in that we had very interesting speakers. The day was actually split up into two sections. It was on an in-space in the University of Edinburgh, which was really great. And it also kind of slightly followed on from the PI camp, Political Innovation Camp, that was on in the same building last year. And I have to say a big thank you to everyone in space. No one, if people are listening to this and they haven't been, I would highly recommend people go there. It's a wonderful space, a very creative space. So I think the space and also the style of the day, in terms of having people speaking about ideas and also practical things that they are engaged with, kind of, I think it really got the audience quite interested. So we didn't have any problems in terms of questions at all, and I think the format of the day worked quite well in terms of people gave a lot. I felt that people who participated on the day really bought into the idea, and I think that they weren't expecting a kind of a TED-esque scenario in terms of a huge, you know, there's no monetary backing for this kind of thing. So it wasn't about creating a rival to TED. It was about creating a space for ideas and networks to form in Edinburgh and in Scotland that was far more grassroots and egalitarian. And people seem to really get into that, and people ask really interesting and engaged questions.
And do you think there'll be any follow-up from FED?
I think there will. That's what we're still talking about at the moment. I'm in talks with other people, but I think judging by the number of people there on the day and the number of people who have asked on the day and subsequently about what's happening next and when is there going to be the next FED, and InSpace seems are also been very, very helpful. So a lot of other people have kind of come on board since the event saying that they'd like to help as well. So I think, yes, hopefully we'd maybe make it into some sort of something a bit more regular, maybe bi-monthly or seasonally. I don't think TED needs to be tied to TED at all. I don't think the TED conference will be in Edinburgh next year, and I'm sure it'll be another opportunity to do something maybe a bit bigger and a bit bolder than this year. But yeah, I think there's definitely the scope and the space there. I think there's a lot of people in Scotland with a lot of interesting ideas and doing a lot of creative things, and I think TED is another forum to bring people together like that, and the interest is certainly there.
And do you think that TED Global noticed you, or do you think they thought perhaps you were a bit cheeky, almost copying their logo and their idea?
I don't know. I was interested to see that. You noticed yourself, we very self-consciously imitated their look, and it wasn't because we couldn't create something original ourselves. It was very much to make a bit of a play on the whole TED concept. But no, nobody from TED got in touch. I'm not sure if we're below their radar or below their level or whatever, but unfortunately not. But we did have a couple of TED attendees, people who had travelled to Edinburgh to attend the TED conference, who did come on the day, so that was quite interesting, and they found out about it through Twitter and other things, so that was quite good to have them on the day.
So how much did people have to pay to come along to FED?
It was a voluntary donation on the door of £5.
That's a lot less than 4,000.
It's a lot less than 3,700.
Okay, so you think it was a bit of a success then, it seems?
Yes, I think it was a success. There was, in terms of organisation, when you start a new idea or start a new thing, there's always things you learn from the first event, things you do different, things, you know, in terms of... But as a first event, I thought there was a lot of positive feedback. I think that for me, is the key to something like this, is that if people turn up on the day and who give their time, because it's not just money that people give, it's time, and it was, you know, 4 hours of people's days, and we had... 60, there was almost as many people as in space can really hold. You'd about 60 or 70 at the highest on the day. So
good.
A lot of people gave their time and their energy and seemed to feel that they got something back from that. So with that in mind, yes, I think it's something that can be nurtured and fed a bit and grown into something a bit bigger, a bit more regular, if not bigger.
Good. Okay. Nice to talk to you, Peter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alice.